Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and of course, you can check out all of our podcasts at ravepubs.com. I want to talk about a story that we posted yesterday about Barco buying Medialawn. Many of you may not even know who Medialawn is. Certainly, you know who Barco is. Barco did not do an announcement on this, but Medialawn did. In the case of Barco, it's probably not a big purchase considering how big the company is. But for our industry, it signals something. Barco, of course, has gotten into things other than projectors over the last 5 years. It started out with media servers and obviously the digital cinema market, which a lot of the projector companies have gotten into, but then it differed. They went into the ClickShare market, which is wireless transmission of video and audio across a network, as you know. And Medialawn signals a movement into the control system market, something they haven't been into up until now. So what this tells me is that even though Barco won't admit this or comment on this, that Barco is trying to become a full service provider of everything, that ultimately they want to be able to provide the everything that it takes to get a signal from one point to the other, as well as display the signal. I expect that you'll see them go after an audio company and buy an audio company. Maybe even a company that provides not just the audio processing gear, but also speakers. And I expect them to beef up the control system line. Now, Medialawn is mostly known for live show control, although they do have a install control product as well. It's a cloud-based system called Overture. You could check them out at Medialawn.com. But ultimately, Barco would have to beef up that group quite a bit. So if I were to sort of use my crystal ball, I would say that Barco is doing this very intentionally and methodically to move into diversifying themselves to basically be able to play in every segment of the market. I think they'll get into more switching and routing. Obviously, control and switching and routing are sort of tied together, but I also think that you'll see them make a movement into the audio market, as I mentioned. And then finally, I believe that you will see Barco in 2017 move into smaller projectors. Right now, they're in the large install market and then, of course, the rental staging market. But with what's interesting is with ClickShare, that moves them into the small, medium-sized room market. But they don't have a whole lot of small, medium-sized room projectors, and they don't sell flat panels for the most part. So they'll either come out with flat panels or possibly, I guess it's possible, to buy a company that already has a brand there. You know, who knows? Maybe Sharp. I don't know. I doubt it now that Sharp has a new owner. But, you know, a company like them that is focused on the commercial segment of the market only, not the consumer side. And as I said, I think they'll go into the audio market. Just my guess, but I guess we'll wait and see. Of course, at Infocom, all of it will be wrapped up in one booth. This is Gary Kay. What do you think? Comment.